You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way.
Hey everyone, so if you haven't already heard, Taylor and I are affiliates for the Go Guarded company. The way I learned about them is because I am a runner and I love anything that can make me feel comfortable on my run. So Jody Fisher is fabulous. We had an episode with her previously. She talks about the company and all the wonderful products that she has for anybody who's a runner, likes to be active, out, hiking, walking across campuses, walking to your car, any way to keep females and males safe in any instance. So go ahead and go to our show notes, click the link, use the code M-O-T-H-E-R in all caps. So that's mother in all caps for 10% off. And you will love this. I promise. I promise. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcasts. This is one of your hosts, Taylor.
And Sam.
And today we have a very special guest joining us. We have Melissa from Taste Buds Kitchen joining us today. And we're so excited to hear everything about you and your new company that just started in O'Fallon. I know that it is a nationwide company, but I'm excited to hear everything about this thing that you've started here in the metro area of St. Louis.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Taylor. Thanks, Sam.
Yeah. So to start off, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to start Taste Buds Kitchen?
Yeah. So I'm Melissa. I own Taste Buds Kitchen in O'Fallon. My way here is a little bit convoluted and fun all at the same time. So before starting Taste Buds, I worked in education and speech pathology for almost 25 years. So I started out as a Catholic school teacher a long time ago, and then decided to become a speech language pathologist. Spent a little bit of time in skilled nursing, but then found my way to Wentzville School District, and went at the high school level, and then the middle school level, went into, you know, speech pathology at both of those levels. And then a few years ago, after COVID, I decided to kind of take a look around and see what else life might have to offer me. And so I stumbled upon Taste Buds. And I guess the rest is history. It's been 18 months since then of a road that has led me now to kind of actualizing one of my dreams, which is to have a place where I can blend my love of cooking and my love of teaching all together. So Taste Buds affords me that. And so I'm super excited to bring it to O'Fallon.
That is so cool.
I know. I'm excited to have you guys in the local area, because when Taylor and I were talking before we hopped on, she was like, yeah, it's right in this plaza. And I was like, I never knew it was there. I pass it a lot.
So we're right there off of Highway K. So we're in the Winding Woods Center, which a lot of people don't necessarily recognize Winding Woods, but they recognize where IHOP is on Highway mm-hmm. K, or where Hut 8 is. So we're right there in that plaza, kind of right in, like, adjacent to IHOP, and right pretty much next door to Hut 8. So so we're super excited about being right there along Highway K and having, like, a great space. Our kitchen is beautiful. Just a modern, nice kitchen to be able to host all kinds of events.
Yeah. And it's, like, right in the heart of O'Fallon, mm-hmm. like smack dab right in the middle of Highway K. So, like, north side, south side, like, it's probably just about equidistant there. And even if you're, like, from St. Louis, you know, St. Louis City area, like, it's really not that far of a trek. You know, it's right? It's a very good centralized location.
Yeah, we really took some time looking for our location because we really wanted to have a great location, which, like you said, Taylor, could bring in people from the county, the city, but also St. Charles County, Lincoln County, people really from the entire area, because it's convenient, like you said, to both of the interstates. But then, you know, you can be, if you're from Chesterfield or Baldwin, you can really be at Taste Buds within 20 minutes or a half an hour. Mm-hmm. So if you're from, you know, Lincoln County, same thing, like, come in. If you're from St. Charles, like, you can be at Taste Buds within 20 minutes or a half an hour, really, of most locations. So we really tried to pick this location so that we were convenient for everyone and we're right off of K. So you're not, you know, having to wind through several different, you know, streets or anything. We're just right off of Highway K.
Yeah.
Awesome. So regarding Taste Buds, do you mind telling our listeners kind of what it entails? Because you guys have a couple different levels of things that you can do at Taste Buds, which I think is awesome. It kind of encompasses so many different age groups.
Yeah. So first thing, a little bit about Taste Buds. So I know that it's brand new to the Midwest, so we're really bringing it here as like one of the first franchises. It's a franchise. It was started, they just celebrated their Sweet 16. So we kind of joke that like now the franchise can drive. so it's 16, it just turned 16. It was started on the East Coast. The pilot kitchen was out of New York, and our CEO started it. It's kind of just a small place in New York City where she would carry her KitchenAid on the subway. And then it's grown from there over the years. I'm only number 11 in the nation. So it's still based mostly on the coasts. There's several kitchens on the East Coast too, in New York City, Massachusetts, Rhode Island. There's one in Miami. And then there's a few in California. There's one out a little west of Kansas City and one a little north of Chicago, but I'm really the first one here in the St. Louis, like, Midwestern kind of heart. So I'm super excited, super proud to bring it here, that I really want to grow it to be something that, you know, like you said, like, there's several different levels. So, like, something that adults can come to, something that kids can come to, and everybody in between. So, so you were asking me about the different levels. So, so we have, we kind of say, like, we're ages 2 to 99. But I joke that, like, I won't check grandma's ID at the door. So if she turned 100 yesterday, like, go ahead and bring grandma. So we have what's called our caregiver and me classes, which start at age 2 and go up to age 8. And so we make recipes from scratch, even with our youngest of kids. We also have camps for our kind of what we call our middles, which is kind of our 9 to 13 and 11 to 17 set. So we have camps and after school activities for them, ranging from like just an hour after school to 2 hours after school, where they're making full dinner menus from start to finish.
That is so great. I'm sorry I had to interrupt, but I think that's amazing because it's teaching these children life skills. Like, a lot of them are not learning this, and they need it.
So one of my passions has always been, even whenever I became a speech pathologist, And I was working with adults, like post-stroke or post-traumatic brain injury. One of my passions has always been just getting them back to living life. Or like whenever I was working in the high school, I really like wanted to, you know, help kids be able to be functional adults. That was really like my goal, to teach them life skills and like blend in language and speech into all of it. And so
there's so much overlap with that too. So it totally makes so much sense.
Absolutely. And so it has been a passion of mine for so long. And so being able to now kind of live that passion in a different way is so fulfilling to me. And like being able to experience it and help kids, like even the youngest of kids, be able to get in and get hands-on with like food and learning about, you know, food and being able to make a recipe and being able to sit there with, you know, with one of their loved ones making this recipe and seeing them at the end of this time going, I made this, and like, you know, feeling that sense of accomplishment is really just the best. And even in our adult classes, adults who maybe have never heard of a certain recipe or like a certain technique, watching them experience that for the first time and getting to teach through, you know, that moment is just so incredible. And that sense of accomplishment that you see on the faces, whether they're 2 or 99, you know, of, hey, this is the food that I cooked, and now I'm getting to sit here and eat it with my friends and eat it with like people who I didn't know a few hours ago, or, you know, just that whole process and living through that process with them and teaching through that process is just incredible.
So with the classes, when I was looking at your website, I noticed you guys have gluten-free options, dairy-free options, vegan options. So if someone would sign up for a class, do they have the options of like clicking what they need? And then you guys build off of that per recipe.
Right. To a certain extent. So if they're booking a public menu, so a lot of our public menus are built out to either be like a vegetarian menu or maybe a vegan menu. So depending on our different offerings, they can go in our public calendar and pick the one that fits their dietary needs. So if they do want just a traditional meat and potatoes type of meal, like we have that. If they are looking for a vegan option, they can go through our public calendar and look at, you know, what adult classes are vegan offerings or vegetarian offerings. But then if they want to book a private event, your private events can really be very customized. So you can choose a menu and then click an allergy customization or a dietary customization that if you would like to be gluten-free, or if you would like to be dairy-free or vegan, to add in that option or pick that option for the different menus. So especially whenever you're doing a private menu or a private party, even for kids, like a kid's birthday party, you can click different customizations there too. So there's lots of different menu options and customizations that you can do.
That's very cool.
So if, say, one of our children would be booking a birthday party, what would that entail outside of just like the cooking aspect? Is there anything else that comes with the classes? Like,
yeah. So like, depending on the age, the birthday parties are typically an hour and a half or 2 hours. You can add on another 30 minutes of time if you feel like you want to, like, let's say that for your child's birthday party, you want to bring in a balloon artist. So you might want to book in an extra 30 minutes of time in the kitchen and then have that balloon artist come in to the kitchen. You can do that. Or a magician. Or, you know, maybe you want to have, like, someone dress up as a princess and come in and, like, help with their birthday blowout time. You can. Or just, you know, our birthday parties and kids parties, kids field trips are super fun as is. So like I said, it's either an hour and a half or 2 hours typically, depending on the age. The younger kids, an hour and a half. The older kids, 2 hours. Because it really just depends on, like, their attention spans. You know, we know as educators, like, there's kind of that sweet spot of where we can, like, keep them entertained, keep them engaged, and make sure that everybody's having a great time. So, And so during that time, if you book a party or a field trip or an outing for, like, your scout group or another, like, maybe church group or whatever, you get the kitchen all to yourself. You get to pick your menu. If it's a birthday party, we set up the kitchen in full taste buds, like, birthday party garb, with, like, balloons and a birthday tub. We make sure that the birthday child is well taken care of as far as they are front and center throughout the whole event as far as how we're including them. And then at the end, if it's a birthday party, we do what's called a birthday blowout for them, which if there's a cake brought in for them, we light the candles, we sing happy birthday. So they really, like, get to be the star of the show, and we make sure that they feel so special and so just, you know, everything is all about them for their birthday parties. For field trips, we we've done scout groups. So if there's a certain like badge that the Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts are working on, we really try to make sure that we're hitting those components of those badge requirements and making sure that we're touching on everything that they need. And so the more communication from the person who's booking it is great, because then we can really make sure that we're kind of tailoring that event to exactly what they need and want.
That is so cool.
I know.
Like, everything
that we're talking about.
My kid's birthday is in April and he's going to be three. Like,
well, that's, like, what we were talking about even before we hopped on with you. Taylor was like, your oldest birthday party should have been here because she's turning five in December and I already booked somewhere else. Because it's, like, hard to do.
Gingerbread.
Like, I know. Yeah. It's hard to do, like, a kid's birthday in the winter, but you can't it do is. Anything outside, or if you don't have enough space in the home, like, it's hard to have kids over. So yeah. Having to, like, for her, I always have to book something. Uh-huh. But we already, I was like, oh my God, I wish I would have known about this before, because she loves to cook and bake. So
yeah. One of the things that I always say about taste buds that I love is I tell, you know, parents or, like, whomever's bringing the group, like, you know, one of the best parts is you get to just show up. We've pretty much done everything for you. We are here to entertain the kids and make sure that they're having a good time. You show up, let them make as big of a mess, like, throw sprinkles everywhere like it's confetti. Like, I mean, they can go whole hog on whatever, like, if they're doing a cupcake decorating or, you know, making pizzas or whatever. Let them be as messy as they want to be. Like, get their hands into it. Have a great time, because we do all the cleanup. So you get to show up, bring the kids in, let them laugh, have fun, have a great time. And then all you have to do is just leave. And it's the best, because, you know, you don't have to worry about, like cleaning and cooking and all that stuff that kind of takes away from the fun of your events. You guys just get to show up and have the best time and see your kids smile and, you know, having like just such great memories with their friends. And that's the best part.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the field trip aspect because, and when I first saw this business, I sent it immediately to some of my friends who, like, I used to teach essential skills. I no longer teach essential skills, but like, I think that would be a great field trip opportunity for someone who might be a teacher of students who are in an essential skills classroom, because it's working on those life skills that they'll need whenever they leave, you know, whenever they're living on their own, you know.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So just like going to the grocery store, picking out the things that you need for the week, you also have to cook those things, you know.
So, and we talk about, yeah, and so it's great because even with the kids at the parties and in the mommy and me's and caregiver classes, we talk about the different ingredients and, you know, how we're using them and what they're for. And so there's those education pieces behind it that I love that we just build in and we talk about. I mean, I know whenever I'm doing the classes, I build in like a lot of the, you know, background to like, let's talk about like what the difference is between salt and sugar and, you know, why are we using yeast? Why are, you know, what kind of the underpinnings, if you will, of a recipe, not just we're dumping this together, but let's, you know, talk about how it all works together so that there is that education piece as well.
Absolutely. I love that.
Me too. And I'm loving the classes. Sorry, Tay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you go ahead. So you also have, so like camps. Mm-hmm. So you talked about the after school and everything like that, but you also, so like right now is fall break.
Yeah.
And I noticed that tomorrow you guys have a class at like 9 a.m. for any of those kids who are on fall break. So is that something that you guys sprinkle in throughout the year? Like, do you guys know all of the school districts fall breaks, like, or do you specifically follow like one school district in the area?
No, so like we look at so one of the things that we really try to be purposeful about is saying when school is out, we are in, because we know that especially like fall breaks and those days off here and there for professional development or whatever are times that parents also have to go to work. And so they're looking for opportunities for their kids to have a place to go on those days off that, you know, is somewhere that they're going to have a great time and have a good experience, learn something, even on a day off that isn't in a traditional school setting, and maybe get to tap into some of those experiences that kids don't normally get to have on like a Wednesday or on a Thursday, you know, after school. And so we've really been purposeful about looking at the different districts in the area and devising our schedule so that we are able to hit days off that the schools are having. So like you mentioned, even tomorrow, so tomorrow and Friday, we're having, and we had it all this week, of a schools out camp. And so in the morning from 9 to 12 is our little kids. So ages four to eight, get to come in for a 3-hour drop-off camp in the afternoon. It's the same deal for ages 9 to 13. They get to come in for a 3-hour drop-off camp, and we're making recipes There's about 3 recipes that we're making both in the morning and in the afternoon. A little bit different experiences because of what the age groups can do. And we really do tailor that to the age groups of what we're teaching and the different techniques that we are teaching each age group. So so the kids get to come in for a half day and really get to experience the kitchen and cooking and learning something new. And the great part about it is they get to eat everything that they make. And they get the recipes that then they can recreate at home. So they get to learn it. And then I've always been, you know, all about like, let's carry this over then, you know, whatever knowledge we have or what we've learned, let's carry it over. So then they get to then take it home and be able to hopefully teach their family what they've learned that day, or talk about it and talk around the recipes. So my hope is that then it's bringing families together at home and take a little bit of taste buds with you, but then you get to talk about it with your family and share like, hey, I learned how to do this, or like, hey mom, hey dad, can we make this? I want to show you how I did this. So my hope is that it's something that is not just a one-off, but that then we'll bring the families together after they've even left us.
That's so cool.
Me too. During the summer, do you guys do like a week camp where kids come in just in the morning for a whole week or something like that?
Yeah. So with, and actually with all of our camps, it's like that. We have options because we know that, you know, it's hard for families to commit sometimes for a week long, or even with our like junior chefs and Let's Make Dinner, which is recurrent weekly. We know it's hard. Like you might have a couple weeks in there where like you have a schedule conflict. And so you can schedule week by week. And then even with our week-long camps, you can schedule day by day. So if you know that like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you want something for your kiddo, you can schedule Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If you want the whole week, you can do the whole week. If you want just a Tuesday, you can do a Tuesday. So we do prorated and individual days. For all of our camps, whether it's summer camp or these day out week long camps for fall break or spring break, we have that as an offering. But summertime is a time that we are super excited about because we offer week long camps with a different theme each week. And so kids get to come and cook through all different themes, whether it's like and around the world or a chocolate lovers, or we have something called restaurant week, which is kind of, you know, cherry picking on like different restaurant kind of themes. Cool. Tomorrow is baking 101. So we're doing some sweet and some savory with some basic baking underpinnings. You pretty much name it. We've got it. I mean, I am so proud of all of the different menu offerings. We have a little bit of something for everybody.
That's so awesome.
That's so neat.
And then, oh, sorry, Tay, I'm monopolizing. You answer your question, then I have to ask mine.
Well, that depends. Was your question still going to be about kids things? Because I was thinking maybe switch gears.
No, I was going to ask about the adult classes where you can bring BYOB.
Yeah, and I was going to talk about how it's a good date night option.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I thought about that, and then immediately my mind, like, this is what my mind does. I just go straight to movies, and so I immediately thought of Hitch.
Yes. The scene where they're allergic reaction.
Yes, but obviously, like, I would not ever want you to have any allergic reactions at your restaurant, but that's what it made me think of, is like all these couples coming together at their, you know, for their, like, their cooking class, you know.
But
yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Eight. Yeah. So adults is another like major part of Taste Buds, because we know that adults need their time too. So so we say it's a kid's kitchen by day and an adult kitchen by night. I mean, there's crossover there too, especially with corporate events, like your corporate, you know, team building type of event can book in anytime, like bring your, you know, bring your team, like do a great little like team building event where you guys all cook together. You can do a chef's challenge. There's really, you know, the sky's the limit kind of with even adults. So we talk a lot about kiddos, but adults have so many options too, because from just our, you know, public events where you can, you know, come with a friend or come with your significant other or come with even somebody who you don't like that much, but you know, come with someone else and like have a fun night out, all the way up to, you know, if you want to do a girls night out or a bachelorette party, or, you know, guys, if you want to come for our cooking with beer night, you know, that you want to like, you know, bring some of your, you know, friends and bros and like kind of come and hang out, bring your beers and like, or your wine, and, you know, have a great time where you're, you know, having a few drinks, cooking, and then, like I say, having a delicious meal at the end. And, so it's a fun night out. Again, lots of different menus to choose from, lots of different ethnicities. We have a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, just going through the possible options for the adult cooking classes, there are so many different things that you can choose from. Like, like a pasta. Like, do you actually make the pasta?
Yes. Handmade, start to finish. So we, I teach exactly how to make handmade pasta dough and the differences between handmade pasta dough and the stuff that you get out of the box. And at the end, you really get to see how it's different and how it tastes different and how, even just how it feels different. So I'm very much a sensory person. So we work through all the different senses and we talk about, like, you know, with your food, all the different experiences that you have. But yeah, even with pasta night, you are rolling out that pasta. You are stuffing the pasta to make the ravioli. You are making the filling. You are making the sauce. I mean, start to, whenever I say from scratch, it is start to finish. So, you know, you're going to be, you know, working for that dinner, like, and yeah, like the old saying says, same for your supper, you know, you're kind of working for your dinner.
Yeah.
But that's part of the fun of it too, because, you know, we like to say that there are no strangers in our kitchen, only friends who haven't met yet. So the great part about the shared cooking aspect is you guys are working together to create the dinner, and you get to talk through it together, and you get to know the people at your table. So whether you're bringing a group with you or whether you're meeting some people at your table for the first time, and cooking together with this, through this meal, you are getting to know the people around you and having some laughs, doing some learning, doing some cooking, and just having a great time the whole way through. And my staff, I have an awesome staff. So we get to kind of move around and kind of support everybody through it. So there's no pressure. you know, it's not a, you know, where we're gonna, you know, oust you from the kitchen. You know, it is not, I'm not Gordon Ramsay. So, as much as he's a, you know, fantastic chef, but I'm not, you know, tossing anybody out of the kitchen. So we're just here to have a great time and learn and cook and have a great meal.
So another thing Taylor and I saw on your website, you guys do gingerbread houses.
Yes.
So we could go just to decorate, like other than cooking, we can just go in and do gingerbread houses. I like that.
Yeah. So gingerbread is such, and Christmas and the holidays, it is such an exciting season at Taste Buds because we transform the kitchen into a gingerbread and winter wonderland that from the time that you step in, you see like this beautiful, you know, holiday themed kitchen. You're hearing Christmas music, hot cocoa. And then you get to come in either, you know, with your adult group or with your family, with your kids. And you get to decorate your gingerbread houses. We have candy galore. We have all the icing. We have the houses set up for you that you get to come in and decorate these houses to your heart's content. And, you know, like I said, get to have cocoa and listen to Christmas music and sing along with Christmas music. And just enjoy yourself without having to worry about all the mess in your house. Because let's face it, gingerbread houses in your house, mm-hmm. with the powdered sugar and icing and the candy, it creates a whole storm of mess that, you know, you get to come into Taste Buds and do it all and do it big and do it so cool and pick and choose from all the different candies that we have. There is just a, you know, I think about like Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory, all the, you know, the different, you know, the candy wonderland that you have. That is what Taste Buds transforms into for gingerbread. And so we make sure that, you know, it is such a fun time for, you know, old and young, no matter who you are. It kind of brings out that child in you a little bit. And that's what I love, that, you know, there are certain things that, you know, even as adults, like take us back to our childhood. And I had a person come in the other night and we were talking about gingerbread and she was sharing a story that about her childhood and about making gingerbread houses with her grandma, in their kitchen. And she said, I haven't thought about that in so many years until I saw your, you know, blurb on your chalkboard about gingerbread houses. And so it's little stories like that, that just, you know, touch my heart and think about, you know, what we're doing here. We might be building gingerbread houses, but we're also building memories. We're recreating memories. We're, you know, kind of helping people relive parts that, you know, that are part of their story that they're recreating and recreating with the whole generation of their families and friends. So, yeah. So that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to most in the coming months is, getting to make memories with a whole group of people who, even a year ago, I didn't know. So getting to experience the holidays with them and helping them become our Taste Buds family.
That's really neat. Mm-hmm. I really like that you brought up the nostalgia factor about, you know, just holidays in general, but also like a lot of big moments in people's lives, you know, specifically like memories around big events. Usually those things happen with food, you know. Absolutely. Like, absolutely. For me, like, even like when I had my first child, like, I remember exactly what I ate right after I had my kid. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like that with everything else. You know, you remember specific food that you eat when you're growing up, like for specific holidays. You know, you have family recipes that get passed down from generation to generation, you know. And so you guys bringing that, you know, kind of front and center, like, you never know, somebody who leaves Taste Buds Kitchen could take that recipe and then that could be their, you know, a tradition that gets set up for a long time in their house. So
absolutely. And we, you know, one of the things that I say quite often is that food, like everything else, should begin and end with love. So like whenever you put love into it, it's what comes out of it. So if you are, you know, spending time with your family, whether it's building gingerbread houses or, you know, coming to learn how to roll sushi, or, you know, if you're having a date night with your significant, like it just begins and ends with such a great place of, you know, coming together. And, you know, food is such a vehicle for that, because, you know, we can express tradition, we can express, you know, like culture, we can express, you know, like trying something new, an adventure, like without even really having to leave home. So there's just so many things that that we can do in just a short amount of time with like one recipe or a few recipes, that we can bring people together, bring families together around an event that is meant to be fun and, you know, take a little bit of something away from, whether it's, you know, hey, we had a fantastic time as a family, or, man, I haven't gotten to cook with my kiddo, you know, without being stressed before. Or, you know, I got to see the side of my significant other that I never got to see before. All of those things are possible, and so much more.
I'm loving this. Well, I went to kind of, announced. I know before we started recording, we talked about possibly doing some collaboration events. So for all of our local listeners to the St. Louis, St. Charles area or surrounding areas, and you're close and you feel like you would want to do something like this, we are thinking of doing like a mommy and me session, but also doing like a mommy night out. So, yes. We haven't thought of any dates yet, but we're hopefully going to get that figured out in the next couple weeks and, be sharing it with all of you, because yeah, that would be such fun.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. As much as we love doing things with our kids. And I know that even my boys who are teenagers now, I've had them in the kitchen since they were little. And even tonight I had my youngest one being my sous chef to make dinner. We love to have our kids in the kitchen, and we love to cook along with them and cook beside them and really like have that time together where there's no agenda per se. And just we're coming together to have some fun, but also as moms, and as parents, we need our time to enjoy ourselves, enjoy our friends, enjoy, you know, those pieces of ourselves that sometimes get pushed to the back burner. So, you know, with all that Taste Buds has to offer, let's let everybody kind of bring those pieces out in themselves that, that sometimes get a little pushed down, a little bit buried because of the daily grind. Let's have some nights out where we're just people having fun together and enjoying who we are and, you know, having an evening where we can cook, enjoy our friends, enjoy someone new, enjoy a new space or enjoy a new experience or a new cuisine that maybe we would have never tried before, but why not? Let's try it.
Love it.
Me too.
Can't wait. I'm so excited.
I know. I'm already planning on like getting off and then getting on your website and looking for dates to just in general for like me and my kids, like both of them.
Yeah. And the fall and winter, with all the holidays coming up, it's jam packed with like lots of cute themed, you know, like even this Saturday we're doing mummy pizza. So like little, you know, handmade pizzas in that we're making into mummies, or like next weekend is spider donuts. So, you know, we're making homemade donuts that like then are decorated like spiders. There's going to be turkey cupcakes in November. So, you know, we go with all the themes that, you know, for the holidays around it, so that, you know, families can come in, or, you know, friends can come in together, and enjoy kind of the season, whether it's a seasonal menu for adults or, you know, all the way to, you know, the turkey cupcakes for kids.
Cool. Well, Tay, do you want to ask our very favorite question?
Yeah. So we ask this to just about everybody that we have on our show. It's not anything scary. But if you were to reach anybody out there who might be listening, and let's say maybe they're, I don't know, maybe they've considered trying something new as far as cooking goes, or maybe, I don't know, maybe they're just considering something about cooking. Maybe they're considering coming to Taste Buds. What would you say to them, and why, to encourage them?
So I am a big believer, especially whenever it comes to cooking, as far as, you know, just take a leap. The worst thing that can happen is that it doesn't turn out. But more than likely, it will. And even if you can just take a few little new things or takeaways from it that like you have had either a great time, or you've learned a tip or trick, or hey, I'm going to take this home and I'm going to try this blah blah blah. Try some new foods. The worst thing is you might be like, eh, I don't really like it that much. Okay. Or the best thing is you have tried something new and come across something that's really tripped your switch. Or that you've met some new people who now awakened part of you that you never really knew existed before. So I know like, kind of we've kind of talked about kind of the learning and, you know, different opportunities to learn. And so I feel like, especially with cooking, but in life, it's just a series of learning opportunities. And so if you can try something new, do it, whether it's cooking or whether it's, you know, trying to fix something on a car. Like, just do something new, try something new, step outside your box that that you could end up opening a whole other part of you, that and a whole other talent within you that you never knew existed, but you might just take one little opportunity that will change, you know, part of you, for, you know, whether it's a day or, you know, for the foreseeable future. Just do it. Be like Nike.
Yeah. Be like Nike.
I like that answer.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Melissa, for coming on our show. Before we end tonight, do you want to share maybe your website, if you guys have Instagram, Facebook, any of that great stuff, that way people can follow you?
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me tonight. And it's been so like, so awesome just getting to, you know, talk to you guys and have some time with you to kind of share my story and share where I've come from and what I'm hoping to do, and like hoping to touch a whole group of people in the metro. I really appreciate the opportunity. So if you're interested in checking me out, it's Taste Buds Kitchen O'Fallon. So we're on the web at www.tastebudskitchen/O'Fallon. You can find us on Facebook at Taste Buds Kitchen - O'Fallon. We're located in the Winding Woods Shopping Center in O'Fallon, right off of Highway K, 367 Winding Woods, right next to IHOP and Hut 8. Otherwise, you can also connect with us on Instagram at Taste Buds Kitchen. And if you want to give us a call, it's 636-224-8254. And otherwise, our website is open 24 hours a day. Go online, check out our calendar, scroll through, play around on our website, see what's offered for adults, kids, and everybody in between. We would love to see you soon and cook with you. And feel free to reach out anytime with any questions that you have.
All right. Well, thanks again. And to any of our listeners, if you guys have been following us, obviously you guys need to go and follow Taste Buds Kitchen because they're awesome. Even if you're not from O'Fallon, maybe you have a Taste Buds near you, look them up. They've got everything on their website that you can find your location that's nearest to you. And then if you have enjoyed this episode, make sure that you guys subscribe, leave us a review, follow us on Instagram, all that good stuff. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week.